Rachel Tussey from the city of Homer, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. So we're gonna say goodbye to Nurse Lorne.
Whoops. Hang up and try again.
I think I've got it now. How about Brian Hawkins, Harbor Master?
Yeah, can you hear me, Kathleen?
I can hear you.
Good.
Okay, and let's see. Rachel Tussey, you still there?
Yep.
Okay. So I have a few questions here. Then let's start with Harbor Master Brian Hawkins. And Chloe is still standing by. I think Brian Hawkins, if you've got a radio on, we're hearing a repeat.
I do not.
Okay, well, that's a new fun problem to solve. Let's just go forward then.
How's that?
Better. Thank
that's
you.
Better. Okay.
Okay.
I was trying to be hands-free, but...
Oh, right. Yeah, hands-free is a tough one for us. So, Chloe is standing by if you have questions for the Harbor Master and Rachel Tussey from the city of Homer. The number to call is 235-7721. But let's just start with, what are the rules for people coming in and out of the harbor right now?
So for travel in the harbor, by boat, of course, in-state travel vessels are not required to do any additional quarantine unless, of course, they have a case of a virus on board or sick crew members. Then they are required to self-quarantine. You would be able to tell the vessel that is under quarantine, they're required to fly a flag. It is the Lima flag, which is a quarantine flag. It's black and yellow squares, and that would be a boat that's under quarantine. Currently, we have no vessels under quarantine in the harbor.
And Rachel Tussey, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Well, I do. Information about quarantine restrictions for people coming in and out, if that's what you'd like to hear.
Yes, go ahead, please.
All right. So specifically for vessels from other Alaskan communities, no. There are no other additional quarantine restrictions. Mandate 18 regarding interstate travel allows travel for all purposes between communities that are located on the road system. That also includes the Alaska Marine Highway System. So travelers may use any normal means of transportation, including vehicle, boat, ferry, aircraft, and commercial air carrier. For out-of-state recreational vessels, quarantine requirements outlined in Mandate 10 for interstate and international travel do apply. So if you are an out-of-state recreational boater, you would be required to quarantine on your vessel for 14 days or until you leave, whichever comes first. As far as monitoring for that, it's really about personal responsibility, and that's dictated by the state's mandates. It is the same as asking a traveler to quarantine at home or their hotel room. And the state has asked those who are quarantining to be honest about it, you know, for our community safety as a whole. I would say that the city of Homer has resource information available to provide to travelers in quarantine who need assistance with getting groceries and other supplies. So for those who are coming in who do need to quarantine, they can call the Homer call line, the COVID call line, for further information at 907-435-3197, or they could visit our website at cityofhomer-ak.gov/COVID-19.
And I know that... go ahead.
Oh, I do have some extra information for... I've talked mostly about recreational boaters, but I haven't really touched about the quarantining requirements for commercial boats.
Okay.
Yeah, so for in-state and out-of-state commercial vessels, they will be operating under a community, like, workforce protective plan, either as an independent commercial fishing vessel per Mandate 17 or part of a company's fleet protection plan per Mandate 10. So monitoring, I think, was part of your question about that. For commercial vessel compliance is the responsibility of the boat captain and the seafood purchasing company. Vessel captains are required to maintain documentation per the state mandates, and they must provide a copy of their acknowledgement form upon request by any seafood purchasing agent or federal, state, or local authority. That includes law enforcement and fishery regulators. So it varies depending on what kind of boat you are.
I see. And so anyone who is putting into the harbor and staying there needs to check in with the harbor master anyway. So is that information going to be made available to contact tracers if a case comes up in the harbor?
Well,
go ahead, Rachel.
DHSS and Public Health already has a robust contact tracing process. I believe Jenny earlier on the call had already spoke about that. So if a person tests positive, their contact tracing investigations will bring them to any significant contacts needing additional testing or monitoring, and that includes local businesses or facilities. So that being said, if Public Health reaches out to the city requesting information on if a particular vessel was in the harbor, then yes, the city, the port and harbor, we would absolutely would work with them. Majority of the tracing information, though, is going to be at the hands of the vessel captain, who is responsible for screening their crew members and logging that information.
Okay, anything you want to add to that, Harbor Master Hawkins?
No, that covers it very well. Of course, we're monitoring the fleet daily. People may not realize this, but we are operating 24 hours a day, and we take an inventory of every vessel in the harbor at night, and so that we have an accurate count and location for these vessels. So, you know, we're like beat cops, and that's our neighborhood, and so we have a very good understanding of what's going on in the harbor, where the vessels are, and where the activity is.
And the next question I have is, will the city be screening its own employees on the harbor for COVID, and will they be wearing masks?
So yes to wearing masks. We are wearing masks in the buildings when we're working alongside of each other, but shoulder to shoulder in the field or in the same vehicles. We are have adopted cleaning practices at least three times a day. All the shared surfaces are wiped down in the buildings that we all work in. In the field, working with people, we are wearing masks. Of course, our customers can choose to wear masks or not, but we are being safe in our practices and how we interact with people, knowing that this is a direct tool in how to avoid infection is by wearing masks and having a clean, safe working practices.
On the subject of clean, safe working practices, what are the sanitation procedures now and safe practices for the harbor, for fish tables and bathrooms, the commercial dock, the fuel dock, the ice maker?
Sure. Well, fish cleaning tables will be cleaned once a day between 7 and 9 in the morning. When you go look at the tables, you're going to see that we've removed part of the surfaces so that we could effectively enforce the social distancing rules. Each building that the tables are housed in has a sign posted on it with the maximum number of persons, and there's subsequently just that many places to work the fish. There's actually, we removed part of the surface of the table, so there's just so many workstations set up. Restrooms, I confirmed with the Parks and Rec Department that they're the department that cleans the restrooms. They are going to do a deep clean of the restrooms once a day, and then just have a person that is simply moving between all the buildings, all the restrooms on the spit, continuously wiping down the shared surface spaces, handles, door, you know, faucets, those kind of things, and just making their rounds all day long, keeping those wiped down. Fish dock has a separate set of protocols. The fish buyers and the fishermen, of course, are working with the state to set up protocols to effectively transfer those fish safely where there's no virus transfer. Fishermen stay on their boats. Fish buyers and crews stay on the dock. Our ice plant employees are operating the same as all the other port employees. As far as safety goes, wearing masks, gloves, wiping down shared surface spaces, and roping off an area for them to work when they're out working the ice delivery system so that they're got a safe distance between them and their customers. Fuel dock, of course, is owned by Petromarine Services. They have protocols where when they're a boat comes in to get fuel, the vessel owner stays on the vessel and the dock crew stay on the dock. They are also wiping down shared surface spaces and adopted all of the recommended safe working practices as well.
Thank you. And a question just came through on the phone. Let's start with Rachel Tussie. I think you could probably give us the answer to this one. Where on the spit can a person find an open bathroom, and where on Pioneer Avenue or in town?
Well, actually, Brian might better be able to answer that, given he's out at the harbor.
Well, I mean, in town, can you answer if there are any open bathrooms in town right now, public bathrooms?
At this time, I do not have that answer.
Okay.
That would be a public works question to determine with them if they are open. And then Brian would be able to speak to the ones that are out on the harbor.
Okay, and what about the harbor?
So all of the buildings have restrooms that are open in them. Ramp 4 and Ramp 6, those buildings were set up with individual rooms, and part of those rooms are still closed for the winter. Now we're working towards getting those opened as well. But every location, into the road park, Ramp 2, Ramp 4, Ramp 5, Load and Launch Ramp, Ramp 6, and the deep water dock restroom are all open. Some of them have rooms that are still closed, though.
And thank you. Also, one more question that came in from the phone for Harbor Master Hawkins. What is the policy for ice plant workers? Is it different on the spit? Because a community member called in and said they saw them unloading fish with only one person wearing a mask and six or so others unmasked. So is there a different policy for ice plant workers?
Well, ice plant workers are the city employees, and the people that it sounds like they're talking about were crews that work for the fish buyers.
Right, for pitching fish.
Yeah. And so the state says that the dock crews, the people, the fish pitchers, they stay on the dock. They're not directly interacting with the fishermen. And
so those people they're seeing are not likely ice plant workers. What they are the
correct.
People pitching fish for the buyers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so they're those buyers' employees, and they're operating as the fish buyer directs.
All right. It looks like Chloe is typing me one more question for the harbor master, which is, where are all the carts? A community member has noticed a lack of carts on the dock. Is this due to COVID-19 restrictions?
No, it's not. You know, the carts migrate around the harbor. I'll look into it and see if we can get them distributed back around. We try to keep some in every ramp location, but like I said, people pick them up and take them someplace to another location in the harbor, and they don't always get
yes.
returned to the ramps.
I wasn't laughing to make light of the question. I was laughing because it does seem sometimes the carts are time shifting and going into different dimensions and hard to find sometimes. Last call, Harbor Master Hawkins and Rachel Tussie from the city of Homer. Let's start with you first, Rachel. Do you have any final comments? Thank you, by the way, to both of you for taking questions from the listeners and making yourself available today.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I would say final comments is that if anyone out there has questions or concerns about, you know, travel requirements, they can always reach out to the state directly. They do have, the COVID-19.alaska.gov website. Has all of the mandates on there. It has all of the information. They're going to be able to find all of the attachments with the very specific requirements that are needed. If they're unable to get through to the state, or maybe they just want to talk to a person specifically about Homer and how Homer is responding during this COVID-19 time, they can reach out to our Homer COVID call line. And again, that number is 907-435-3197, and we will help them out as best as we can.
And is there a curated list of best practices for the harbor and policies and such on the COVID-19 page for the city of Homer?
There is not, but the port and harbor, as well as every city department, has their own protection or mitigation plan that is vetted by our incident command and our city manager. So these plans are continuously being updated based on the state's mandates and what is recommended by DHSS. So I recommend contacting the Port and Harbor office directly or the specific department if they have questions regarding the best practices, or they want to see what we are operating under. We operate based on what the state is saying.
Thank you, Rachel Tussey from the City of Homer. And Harbor Master Hawkins, any final words from you?
You know, I would say that coming into this weekend, we know that we're going to have a lot of visitors and people are going to be out recreating, and we encourage that. There's a lot of room in Alaska. There's just these places where we all come together, kind of choke points, if you will. And that's where we have to have our antennas tuned, and we have to be cautious and protect ourselves. Social distancing works. It really does work. And if we adopt that in our mindset and how we operate, I am very confident that we can get through this together and everybody can recreate and work and commerce can flow.
Thank you so much, Harbor Master Brian Hawkins and Rachel Tussey from the City of Homer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, this has been the COVID-19 brief, Thursday brief for this Thursday, May 21st. I'm Kathleen Gustafson. Thanks to Jenny Carroll from the City of Homer, Dorotha Ferraro from South Peninsula Hospital, Nurse Lauren Carroll from the Alaska Department of Health and Human Services, and Rachel Tussey from the City of Homer, and Harbor Master Brian Hawkins for being on the panel today. And extra special thanks to all the people who have been more and more every week calling in their questions or emailing in questions and using this space the way it was intended to put you in direct contact with people who have the authorization to give you the right answers and to answer fully. So thanks so much for being a part of the COVID-19 brief.